Good health is so important. Our bodies are a gift from God. Dr. Richard Furman has written a book called Winning Your Blood Sugar Battle. He's with us right now. Good morning.
Well, good morning. Good speaking with you, Todd.
Dr. Furman, when we're talking about diabetes, can you get into some more specifics for us?
Most physicians and most patients think of diabetes as being something wrong with your insulin, that you can't produce enough insulin, you know, to take care of the sugar that's in your blood. And that's partially true, but that's like a sign I saw in front of an old country church that said, remember, a half truth is still a whole lie. So what I want to point out is that, yeah, it is true, diabetics have to have, they run out of insulin. But the real problem is not the insulin. The real problem is getting the sugar into the body's cells. And it's called insulin resistance. And if I can just explain this to you in layman's terms, it really lets you understand, okay, how do you fight this? What can we do to beat it? But if you'll think of every little cell in your body that uses the glucose, it's got a little door on it and a keyhole that unlocks that door, opens the door, lets the sugar in. The insulin, think of that as the key. So what happens with diabetes is not the problem with insulin, it's the problem with that keyhole. It's called insulin resistance. So that's the problem, and that's why we think of it as an insulin problem. But most people focus on that insulin, but we need to focus on what's causing the keyhole to become a problem. And there are things that we can do that will clear out that keyhole. And that's what this is all about, Todd, is getting that across to, you know, to people who are diabetic or pre-diabetic or don't even know if they are or not.
Dr. Furman, could you share with us the results of a study you shared in the book where people actually turned this whole situation around?
They found that the number one, and if I can get this point across, 80-90% of all diabetics are overweight. The number one problem is being overweight. And what can you do when you're overweight? They have a study called C-reactive protein. There's something in fat tissue that stimulates, causes inflammation in that, like in that keyhole. And if you lose the weight, that has a significant effect on getting, you know, getting rid of the diabetes. So that's something we can do that showed that it was very preventable. You listen to this number, Todd. That study showed that 91% of diabetes cases were preventable with lifestyle practices concerning the weight, exercise, and the diet. So if 91% can be prevented from going from pre-diabetes on to diabetes, just think what it can do if you're already diabetic. The same factors can help. And another study showed, even if you were already labeled as diabetic, that they gave half of the group medication and the other half of the group they did on weight loss and exercise and the diet. And the exercise and weight loss study showed twice the improvement over medication. So it's wide open. We can do something about it. But the saddest words in all of these studies was that only 20% of diabetics will do this. They'd rather just take medicine. And that to me, I just can't understand why. If I were diabetic and somebody told me that I could save 15 years livelihood, I'd do whatever it took.
The book is called Winning Your Blood Sugar Battle, How to Prevent and Control Type 2 Diabetes by Dr. Richard Furman.
Yeah, Todd, one thing I would like to remind everybody, that our bodies are a gift from God. And how do you say thank you, God? If God gave you a new car, would you let the oil light come on and not change the oil? Being diabetic is that oil light saying that you need to do something or it's going to go bad.
Thanks, Dr. Furman.
Well, you're certainly welcome, and have a great day.